walk with other people just with, you know, higher knowledge and experience, it kind of reminds me of Minnetonka Park Association and with one of our individuals that's really highly skilled and a master of what she does. And, mm-hmm. You know, it's something that we can look towards and learn and see and add those positive elements to our own lives, our own journey, and excel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that that whole idea of lifelong student, being a lifelong student, and making sure we nourish that part of ourselves with education, and realizing it's kind of an ever, it's an infinity unfolding of sorts, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, we really do appreciate you joining us and all the words that you've shared with us. It's just always beautiful and wonderful to get you on the program with us and get your insight on our subjects.
It's always a pleasure, and I'm going to really try hard to make it up the hill next week.
It was kind of cloudy out there, but you know, it's still comfortable. So,
perfect.
Yeah. So,
okay. Well, thank you. I wish everyone a good rest of the day, and hope that you pursue some education today.
Well, we'll try to keep you on the line with us, and we're gonna get to my brother's quiet show coming up next, but we'll be right back.
Okay.
Are you someone or know of someone who is affected by vision loss? The BC Yukon Division of the Canadian Council of the Blind, or CCB, is a group run by the blind for the blind. From technology training to public awareness to, most importantly, peer support, these are just a few services they offer to help their members achieve their full potential. Come see how we can raise their potential more by visiting ccbbcyukon.com.
All right, we're back, and coming up next, we're going to have my brother Shkwait Shakhlach join us, and but first we're going to play his song of the week, which is Chubby Checker, Let's Twist Again remix. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everybody.
Thank you.
Was Chubby Checker, Let's Twist Again, and that was a remix, and man, that was like a time machine. It had music from many different TV shows and time and ages, just always a wonderful mix. That Shkwaish Shachlach, we thank you for joining us. Shkwaish, how are you doing?
I'm doing as well as I can. Still breathing, still kicking.
Yeah.
Well, trying to kick.
Yeah, you sure had me twisting around today. And we have our subject today, and it's on education. And we'd love to hear your words on that.
Education, you know, I think about that, you know, all these people who want to make money and all that would have us believe that we should be all just going from kindergarten to doctorates, you know. But education, I figure, comes in all forms and walks of life, because, you know, our forefathers and ancestors didn't have to go K to doctorate to farm, you know. That's education, passing our knowledge on to one another on how to best run a farm, how to best run a gas station, you know. It's all hands-on. You know, there's sure now that we have written communication, we do need to go to school and learn how to add and subtract and be articulate to each other, you know, in our transactions, whether it be, you know, in the commercial or industrial or agricultural, you know. And you know, education, it's based, you know, all education is based on fact, practical, you know. Now, you know, they have us believing that we need a doctorate in underwater basket weaving to get a job, you know. For where can you apply that? It's not like we got a whole major industry for that. You know, we gotta, you know, we gotta teach each other that, you know, that's, you know, go get a proper education, STEM science or math, you know, to be able to go into engineering and all that. Or, you know, and I was just cruising the web today, and all of a sudden one of the, what do they call those, sort of like those, the headlines. You know, I find most of them are clickbait, but it showed that there's an increase in the labor force, you know, education for labor force, because, you know, we got to go and learn how to lay bricks or properly or safely dig a ditch and all that. You know, so education, you know, we really do need an education, but we need it on true facts. So that's what I figure, is it's got to be based on facts that, you know, are true. Sure, we can make facts up, fabricate them. That, sure, there's a big demand for baskets that were woven underwater. You know, so find the proper market for that, though, it's going to be kind of difficult. So, you know, we got to go and learn, is that, am I going to be able to retire on the funds I make from this or that? You know, because in the end, that's what it's all about, education. We're wanting to succeed and be able to live comfortably once we, you know, once we can't work anymore. That's what I think of education.
Yeah, it's something that we need to evolve to, as you know, as we're living our lives. And you know, it's like yourself and the conditions that you went through and survived, and were able to continue, and you learned to bring us this special music that you enjoy and share with us, and it improves our lives. And same with the knowledge that you bring that helped you to survive and get through these afflictions that possibly any one of us can go through. And it's just very unique, and we can learn by watching and following the same footsteps of looking for ways to be of service, not only to ourselves, but, you know, to humanity. And it's always just a huge honor and a privilege to have you come to our program and share what's on your mind and what makes you tick. And just a real blessing, not only to myself, but, you know, to anyone out there that's listening. You know, I always imagine that we have listeners like all over the world. We don't know where they are. They could be in a prison cell. They could be just like in a remote place with nothing, not even like running water, and the only thing they might have is a clear signal, wifi signal. So we want to share that hope for humanity, for the empowerment of human rights and justice, and looking for ways to make a path that people can follow and be uplifted and be of one positive energy towards developing the world into a greater blessed place, the way it should be in the universe, and make our ancestors proud of, you know, they can look back on us and support us in different ways, and, you know, that's all we can hope for and wish for.
Yeah, I was just thinking of an example of education being helpful. You know, we've all, well, a lot of us went through the smoking stage, you know, smoking cigarettes. You know, we could be like the Neanderthals from way past. Hey, bud, you got light? I'm going to clack two rocks together for an hour to get a good enough spark. You know, I'm happy today we invented the Bic or a lighter, you know?
Yeah.
So we don't have to be packing a big sack of rocks. Say, oh, I know these two rocks work best.
Yeah.
That's what I say, you know, education or learning.
Yeah.
Up in our knowledge and stuff like that. Education, I think.
Well, thank you so much for sharing with us and joining us, and we really look forward to hearing from you again.
Yeah. Okay. I thank you guys there at the station on the mics and in the background, the listeners here and abroad. I thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. I send them all back to you 1,000-fold.
Beautiful. Hey. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So have a great week and weekend, and we're looking forward to hearing from you again next week. And bye for now.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye
now. Okay. All right, so we're gonna continue on with our program. We do have longer time, so I'm going to play a longer song from Kamikaze, and this one's called Helios Hyperion. So let's have a listen to that, and enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back. Of course, this has got to happen first. Yeah, it's gonna play.
Thank you. Thank you.
gonna let that play in the background. That's Kamikaze and their song Helios Hyperion. I've been saving that for quite a while. It's just a kind of a relaxing doom metal song, and kind of puts your brain back together, I feel, anyway.
Yeah, it's got a nice nice regular beat.
Yeah, it's almost like space traveling too.
Yeah,
but anyways, we're gonna give some shout outs to, like, right now our station manager Magnus is traveling with his daughter and visiting out in Europe right now, so big shout out to him, and hope he has a safe and happy trip over there. And big shout out to Kanavar for choosing our music for Dr. Akvan's interview. He's our international law lawyer from the United Nations, so big shout out to him. And also for Jesse and Daniel and some of the other Graham, all these he's a volunteer here, and a big shout out to some of the other producers that are going on. We had one just before us. It's a very new production going on. And also to Jacob and his art show. He's coming up next. So
yes.
Big shout out to all of those. We're going to have to say bye for now, though. Thank you so much, Celia, for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, and we're going to end the show with some Margot and Hollis. And this is their song, Rabbit in a Log. Little bit of bluegrass. So enjoy, everybody. Come back again next
Thursday. Bye for now.
Yeah, come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
Bye for now.
Yeah, bye bye.
Okay, bye. First of all, like, what is Swift Hockey?
We're a hockey stick company. We're trying to make hockey more
affordable. Yeah, it's a commercial.
Even if it's just one person, I want to join hockey and include them in the sport. I love
darn it.
Yeah. More accessible.